Next, we have our first feature. This is our regular history slot brought to us by Richard Matthew, who this month looks at the history of the Norwich Lads Club.
At a time when young people seem to spend so much time glued to their screens or their phones, it might be interesting to learn of a local venture which was designed to divert young men's attention not from their phones, because they didn't exist in the form that we know them today, but from crime or other undesirable pursuits. This venture, the Norwich Lads Club, is also an interesting example of how in earlier times some of the police saw their role almost as a form of social work. We are fortunate to have some accounts by members of the club, which were collected by the King Street Community Voices Oral History Project, and I will use transcripts of these interviews to tell the story of the club. The Norwich Lads Club opened in St George's Street in 1918 and was initiated by the Chief Constable of Norwich, John Henry Dane, for boys aged between 14 and 18. They had been growing up in a rough and tough city during the dark days of the First World War, and many lived in the squalid courts and yards which existed in Norwich. Dane believed that most boys could be prevented from committing crimes if their energies were channeled into other pursuits, and the club therefore offered activities such as boxing, wrestling, football, swimming, billiards, and later sailing and roller skating. A band was also formed. It was unique for its day in that policemen were involved in the running of the club, with the aim of promoting a better relationship between the police force and the boys of the city. In 1924, the club moved from rooms on St George's Street to more spacious premises on King Street, which were formerly part of the Bolton and Paul Foundry. Boxing was by no means the only activity, but probably the most important. And the first account is by Ron Springall. I joined the Lads Club when I was 14 in 1944, just to play sports like table tennis and football. But after a year, I got introduced to the boxing section and boxed for the Lads Club until the 1950s. Originally, you had to be 14 to join, but as the years went on, it came down to 10. You could box at 11, and I boxed for Norfolk. I rejoined as a coach and ran the boxing section until the 1990s. I was a good coach, and I trained a lot of boys up to a really top standard. I would say that in the 80s we had one of the best teams in the eastern counties, and we travelled all over England and boxed for England in international matches. We were qualified coaches, and we were strict with the boys. They came in, they all had to be in on time, and they always came and said goodbye to the trainer before leaving. If you didn't do what the trainer said, home you went. We didn't have time for people messing about. The boxing facilities were excellent, and Andy Springall says, people came from all over the country to the Lads Club. It was probably one of the best gyms anywhere, and the facilities with the tiered seating and so on, there wasn't a better place in the country to box. We'd have 600 to 700 boxing fans crammed in there on a Saturday night. As well as learning from the discipline of boxing, the boys were introduced to the wider world beyond Norwich and went to places that otherwise they would never have seen. We'd take boys out a lot. Some of these shows would be in big hotels in London, the Grosvenor, Barbican Centre and so on, and it was a good start in life. Tim Nelson says, the Lads Club differed from a regular youth club through its tradition. In my father's day, most of the boys who went to the club were sent there to be disciplined. Boys in trouble were either sent to Borstal or to the Lads Club. Herbert Slaughter describes how boxing gave him self-respect. I was still very young when I went into the army, and I was already ahead of the game in being self-sufficient and doing things for yourself, in contrast to some of the boys who had never left home before. Ian Millins describes other activities at the club. We had a big room at the top, with seats down one side and a stage at the far end, with room enough to have an indoor football pitch for five a side. We would come and play snooker, table tennis. There was a little canteen downstairs, run by a very nice lady called Mrs. Rowley. Later on, the club provided roller hockey and even short mat bowls for older people, and girls were allowed to join. And in the 1970s, it was a venue for visiting pop and rock groups, several of which have become internationally famous. Nigel Phipps says, "The first Popcot concert I remember at the Lads Club, around 1970 to 71, was going with my older brothers to see Yes, with Groundhogs and Dada as support, which consisted of Elkie Brooks and Robert Palmer. And they had big bands, Derek and the Dominoes, The Who, Traffic and Pink Floyd." Although lack of money finally forced the Lads Club in King Street to close in 1996, it continues today, more than 100 years since its foundation, in another form on part of the Heward School site, where it shares its gym with Pro Box Norwich.
Thank you, Richard.